What's going on, guys? The Film and Everything podcast. We're back today with another episode. We've been gone for like a week, just trying to gain as much different new stuff that we can talk about in the last week since we haven't really done much. We've been home watching movies, TV shows, playing a lot of Call of Duty Warzone, and we've been trying to get more consistent with our TikToks and stuff like that, trying to get on TikTok and get familiar with that audience, trying to get any audience that we can get at this point. We did make a recent TikTok. If you haven't seen it, if you did see it, thank you for watching. So definitely go check that out. What is my thing? I think it's just cruising. Instead of cruising films, it's just cruising. And it's like _ like Jack or something. I don't know. I'll put a link on it if you guys are interested in that. We try to post some funny stuff on there. Since we are at home with no movie theaters, nothing really to watch, new at least, because I think what's out right now is Bloodshot with Vin Diesel. I haven't heard much about it. Did you hear anything good about that one?
It's a dumb action movie.
They say, where is it at on I don't know. The ratings? Let me check. That's the latest action movie. I know it's beating Birds of Prey in video on demand sales. I don't know. I guess because it's new and you know, people are at home. People are bored at home. And, you know, I can't find it. Where is it? Let's see. What is it? Bloodshot, right?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel is not. He must be pissed because Fast and the Furious just got delayed a whole year. Bloodshot didn't make any money. Maybe now it's starting to make some money on video on demand. They're saying it did pass Birds of Prey. So that's good news. It's at 29% Rotten Tomatoes, 78 audience score. So I guess that's, you know, maybe it is like a fun little action movie. Box office, 9 million. Yeah. You can't blame the movie, you know. We're in a very serious situation right now. Vin Diesel had to suffer for that. But yeah, you know, so we've been just trying to watch a lot of old stuff. I did want to start just by saying we saw, well, you have seen it already, but Hostiles, Christian Bale, written and directed by Scott Cooper. Great movie. I mean, that was from the beginning, like right from the opening scene. It's just so like brutal. And not even brutal just to be brutal. It was like a raw, like honest movie. Like it didn't hold anything back. It just wanted to show you. It didn't hold back about the story. It just laid everything on you. Great movie. I believe it was set like in the 1800s or something like that, in New Mexico. Christian Bale plays like this army captain and stuff like that. And I think there was like that. There was that war going on with the Indians, and I think it was called the Cheyenne War and stuff like that. So it was very brutal. I mean, these cutting, you know, heads open and stuff like that. It was very brutal. And I like how it showed the severity on both sides. And then I love the story and where it goes. It's kind of like a journey film. It's like a, I don't want to say it's a road trip movie, but it kind of is. But for the 1800s, you know, you're on horses instead of cars. And it is kind of like a road trip movie, not in the funniest way possible. It's not at all. It's a very serious movie. It's very emotional. It's very intense. I mean, right from the beginning of the movie, I didn't even want to say it or spoil it for you guys, because I would love for you guys to definitely watch it. And I actually made a post about it on our Instagram. And if you do go watch it, go ahead and comment on it or message the account. And I usually try to reply to everyone. And we can talk about it, because it's Christian Bale. It has a good cast, though. It has Christian Bale. It has, what's his name, Stephen Lang? The guy from Avatar. I'm going to give you a big old kiss. Timothy, how do you say his last name?
Charlemagne?
Like the guy from Breakfast Club Radio? Charlemagne, the asshole. Timothy Chalamet, whatever. I don't know how you say his name. He's in this as well. He's in every movie, though. Any movie you see, he's playing either a small part. He's in Interstellar. So he's been very quietly under the radar, just like getting in there. And he's great. So he obviously, there's a reason why they keep casting him. What's this guy from Black Mirror and Game Night?
He's in Breaking Bad.
He's in Breaking Bad as well. What's that kid movie that he was in that he plays like the bully? He was always the
Mike
bully.
Mike.
Yeah, I think it was.
Little Bow Wow.
Yeah, that he was always the bully. And now look at him now. I don't know his name. I hate when I do that. Let me check. But because you have seen it twice. How did you feel watching it the second time?
I still loved it. It's just a great movie.
It's so well paced, too.
It is. I mean, and the acting. That's just good acting.
It really, like, I mean, here, I'll tell you right now. I got the cast up here. We got Christian Bale. Of course, Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl. She's great in this. She's great in Gone Girl, too. That's another one I would recommend. Ben Foster is in this. His picture is kind of funny. He's like, Jesse Plemons. That's his name. Jesse Plemons. I wonder where he is from. Like, he definitely played, it's mostly like bullies, right?
I don't know.
Like, in Like Mike. He was definitely the bully in Like Mike.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet, Stephen Lang. I mean, it's a solid cast. It's a great movie. The pacing is great. The story, I thought, it's a very simple story, but I feel like it's so well done. It's beautifully shot. I mean, I felt like I was watching like paintings throughout the movie. You know what I mean? It's just so well done. And I can see it maybe being a little too much for some people. Like, it could be brutal. Like, I think the violence does not hold back because that's how brutal it was during that period. I think in the opening quote of the movie, it's about that. And how just, you know,
yeah,
the essential part of a human soul is just being like, you know, that survival and just being brutal because that was just the only way to do it. And the movie does tackle that and how it takes a toll on a person. And you see it on both sides. And it kind of has a lot of good things to say within that war that was going on during that time. It's just such a good movie. I would definitely recommend it. It's on Netflix. And I don't think it's leaving anytime soon. It's been on Netflix for a while.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not.
If you're, you know, if you want to see like a really good, just intense... Western. It's just, it's solid. It's so good. I mean, and it's Christian. You can't go wrong with Christian Bale. His acting, yeah, he doesn't really say much, but it's just how he says it. You know, that. I wonder why he kept doing that. And like, it's just, it's little things that he, you know, I don't know. He's great.
Because yeah, he's just a burnt out.
He's just
like,
seen a lot. Yeah.
He's done a lot of shit.
And Christian Bale's so good because it's so subtle. He doesn't overact it, or he's just, you know.
It's natural.
Class.
It's
class
like with
act.
The, I think I forgot, was it the, one of the award shows, the Joaquin Phoenix, he's like, can you just be bad in one movie? Just mm-hmm. one film, just be bad in it. Just do, just suck once.
I know. Because he's
consistent. Like, he's just
he's not, good. He
we gotta
he
watch
can
him,
do
gotta
anything.
Watch. We gotta watch that, was it Terrence Malick? Where the trailer is like very
yeah,
cinematic.
All his trailers. Yeah, he's done a lot. I don't remember.
He came like with that new one, But we never saw that with Christian Bale.
Oh
we
yeah.
We kept watching the trailers with Ryan Gosling.
Oh
Michael
yeah,
Fassbender.
Yeah.
I think Natalie Portman is in.
Yeah, it was like there's all these Michael Fassbender. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We never saw because his movies come out, but they kind of don't. They're just like.
But like
they're
the
released.
Trailers are very like.
Yeah, everybody kind of. It's always like his movies are. He definitely has a style.
I don't mind it.
He definitely has a style.
I mean, I never seen the movies, but like I always like watching the trailers.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
I want to rewatch Tree of Life. Brad Pitt is in that.
I never saw that one. I heard it sucked though.
I don't think it sucked. I saw it when I was younger. I don't think I really fully grasped it. That's why I want to rewatch it. Sean Penn is in it. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, isn't like it's like goes like from the past and like.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I remember watching it. I was like, this looks pretty, but I don't know what's going on.
I never saw Cloud Atlas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that one's long. That one's a little all over the place. But
they said that one just makes no sense.
It's yeah. It's 3 hours of just mind fuck. I don't even know. It's not even, like, confusing, like, if it's, like, Inception or something. It's just there's a lot going on.
And you just don't know
what the story is. You're, like, in five different time periods, and you don't know. It's still a good movie. I have to, again, that's another one I have to rewatch because I saw it when I was younger. I was like,
what's happening?
Like Tom Hanks, and that's it. Like, I definitely got to rewatch. Is that one still on Netflix?
I don't think it
used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it still is.
You gotta watch The Most Violent Year.
That's the next one I gotta watch. We saw Hostiles, which definitely I highly recommend it. It's very just raw, emotional, and I don't know. I loved it.
I'm surprised it didn't get nominated for any.
Yeah, maybe with the time period it came out. It's one of those underrated movies for sure. Because I remember when we didn't get to see it in theaters, we always kind of slept on it until we saw it, and then it's great. It's definitely like one of those underrated movies out on Netflix. We got to see What's Eating. Well, you saw it for the second time. I saw it for the first time. What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I have posted that about that one as well on the Instagram. That was such a cool, like, nice movie. It was a great movie. And, like, I mean, Johnny Depp is in this. Leonardo DiCaprio, he was, like, what, 18?
18.
And he was playing, a mentally challenged kid. I don't know what he had. What is that he had? Was it an autism? It was some sort of...
it was something about his brain. He couldn't think. Like,
he had definitely, like, a mental challenge in the movie. And, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, at 18 years old, I was, like picking my boogers. And this kid was tackling a whole role about, like...
That. He got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, because what was it? It was supposed to be a small role, and he was so good.
Yeah, I don't know who made the movie, the director, but he said that that Leo was supposed to be a small part, but that he stood out so much that he became a big part of the movie.
And
without even, at
18 years old. I mean, he was good.
He stood out. He just literally stood out.
You see him, and he was so good. That's hard, because... Especially at 18, because it can either look kind of ridiculous, or it can be, you know, there's no really middle ground.
Like, he's just one of those, he's those rare, like you know, like actors that come every once in a while that are just naturally good at their job.
And he, I mean,
he's killed it. He's naturally just good at anything
he does. He's got that talent. I mean, he killed it. I mean, not once did I think, I was like, man, like, it. Literally looks like if it's real. I felt bad for him. You know what I mean? Jesus.
I actually thought he was.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. Like if you go back to that period when that movie came out, and Leonardo DiCaprio, we don't know who he is yet. He's a small name. You see him in that movie.
Well, you know, I think he came off that Robert De Niro movie.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you were to watch this movie not knowing who he was, you would be sold. You would be like, oh, who is this kid? Completely just fake. All acting.
Yeah, like, he got, like the movements down.
No, everything. Everything. Literally everything. Johnny Depp is great. And it's so crazy to see Leo and Johnny Depp working together at such a young age. You know, John C. Reilly is in this. He's in a lot of movies.
He's in a lot of movies.
You just don't realize it. Yeah.
Like, he's just there. He's been around.
Yeah. It's funny because he's in it, and the mom from Step Brothers is in it as well.
And the guy from Back to the Future, Milk.
Yeah, Chocolate. I forgot his name. But he plays Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future. The first one, yeah. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? It's such a, like, charming movie. It's funny. I didn't think it was going to be that funny.
That girl, she's from Starsky and Hutch.
Which one?
The Vince Vaughn's girlfriend.
But which girl? And what's Eating Gilbert
Grape? No, the main one. The main girl. The one that... The love interest to Johnny.
Oh, Bell. Yeah. Starsky and Hutch. She's in a lot... She's in Natural Born Killers as well.
One I have to watch. Mm-hmm. They say that one's good. Mm. Woody Harrelson being crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you start... Yeah, she's always playing, like, the crazy girl and stuff. Yeah. It has a great cast. I mean, it's such a... I didn't think it was going to be that funny. Because the movie's funny. I thought it was going to be, like, one of these, like, hardcore dramas for some reason.
But I feel like you couldn't really do that movie now.
Probably not. It does tackle some things in the story. And again, we're not going to spoil it or anything like that, so you guys could go and watch it. But it does tackle some, you know, things about... I love what the movie says. It's just about, like, how there's so much possibility in your life, not being restricted to one place or area, opening your mindset and your perspective, about insecurities, right, with the mom character and all that. And... there's just a lot. It's like a good coming-of-age movie in a way, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a good family movie. And, I mean, it's awesome. Because I thought it was going to be like this hardcore drama, but it's not. It's actually really funny. It's really charming. But it does have the drama when it gets there. It's a good movie. I thought it was going to be like one of those depressing movies for some reason.
Yeah.
And it does like get sad, or it does have like, you know, certain dramatic moments, but it's a pretty good feel-good movie. You know, it's a very charming movie. What's Eating Gilbert Grape, guys? I think that was on Netflix too, right?
Yeah.
So that's two movies right there. Add on your list. And we've been watching... what else do we have on our list that we still need to watch? Oh, I mean, everybody's raving about Tiger King. Haven't seen it.
Like,
we haven't seen it. It's a new series. It's supposedly insane. It might be something that I guess we should watch to review on the show. Something, but it's another, it's like, what, seven hours?
It's hard for me, like with TV shows for me right now is hard.
Especially, that's like a series, yeah. And I believe it's like 7-8 episodes.
But now they want to do like a second season. I don't know.
Yeah, they're trying to go all out with it.
Do they have even enough footage?
I'm sure they do. Yeah, you see, Tiger King is like the first thing. That guy looks crazy.
And I was looking at there, did you see the Dwight Schrute guy? The guy who plays Dwight?
Yeah.
You saw what he did? He put his name out there for the Tiger King?
Yeah.
He actually looked pretty like
good. Yeah, they're saying also.
Did you see the picture that he did?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good as
they're saying him, Danny McBride. Somebody put Danny McBride as well.
Oh, that's side a comedy at that point.
Yeah, Danny McBride and then John C. Reilly playing the friend because they look exactly like the characters. That again, we still haven't seen the show. We've heard crazy things about it.
Dax Shepard threw his name.
Edward Norton.
I don't know about, Dax Shepard. I mean, I haven't really seen him act.
Yeah, he hasn't acted in a while.
He has that podcast, but I haven't really seen him act.
I mean, either. I've heard. Tiger King is crazy, and everybody's talking about it. It's one of those, you know how there's always that one documentary every once in a while that everybody's just hooked on?
It was like the Ted Bundy tapes at first. I feel like it's big because everyone's like quarantined, so...
And it's an entertaining documentary for people. Yeah. And
I think it's perfect timing. It just came out now when everything is kind of like...
Yeah, people are home. People have nothing to do.
Hello, look what they did with the Ozark. They released it now.
Yeah, Ozark is out. I just saw that here.
Which is smart because now you get more views out of it.
Yeah, everybody's home. Now's the time. Yeah. Now's the time. Tiger King.
I want to watch that Castlevania. Is that what it's called? The anime.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix anime.
Yeah, I'm looking at that here.
And they say it's really good.
Top 10 right now in Netflix, US Today. Tiger King number one. Ozark number two, All American number three, Bloodfather number four. Well, Mel Gibson, he looks really mad. The Platform, no idea. Car Masters, Love is Blind, Badland at number eight, Uncorked number nine, and I don't know, I can't. Orthodox? Yeah, I think that's Orthodox at number 10. The number's blocking it. That's their top 10 right now. Trending, I mean, you got The Office, of course, Last Samurai. Twilight Zone. So they definitely have...
You never watched The Witcher.
A lot of people are on Netflix.
You never watched The Witcher.
Yeah, I know. I got to watch that one, too. And from our list, what we could recommend, you know, I mean, Goodfellas, Shawshank Redemption, There Will Be Blood, Silver Linings Playbook is really good if you guys are looking for, like, a... What is it, like a...
It's Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence.
It's like a drama.
It's a drama. A drama is
romantic,
a dramedy.
Romantic dramedy type of thing. It's a romance film. We could say that.
Kind of, yeah.
It's technically a romance film.
Was it? Is he like bipolar, right?
He suffers from like bipolar or something like that. Jennifer Lawrence. They're both like a little like.
They're both crazy.
Yeah, they're both a little crazy, and it's funny.
Jennifer Lawrence matched.
Yeah, she was great in that. That's David O. Russell. He's great writer and director. Definitely recommend
she won
that.
An Oscar.
Yeah. Mystic River, great drama, thriller, like crime drama, right? Mystic River, drama.
Oh, yeah, but that's like about like...
That one's rough. Like that one is... Yeah, you're not going to come out happy on that one, but...
Yeah.
You know, be ready. If you're looking for something to be depressed about...
Sure.
Groundhog Day, which I haven't seen.
I saw Stripes. I watched Stripes, and that movie was just funny. Like Bill, it's about like, you know, just like these guys in like in the army. They're just like dumb.
I haven't seen that one.
It's literally like stupid. Like it's literally like Bill Murray's just funny.
Mm.
He's so natural with it.
It's Bill Murray.
It's It's Bill Murray.
You know, and
the Groundhog. I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that one. We should try watching that one soon. But they, it's a classic, of course. It's something I've heard
and
about.
Most Violent Year, I would recommend because yeah, that's a really good one.
Really, and with that, where I kind of wanted to lead into
Under the Skin,
too. Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson. And with that, that's also on our list that we are currently on the latest, newest episode that we haven't seen yet, Better Call Saul. If you want to catch up on that show, the prequel series about Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad, for any Breaking Bad fans. And even if you're
universe.
Not a...
It has a whole universe.
Yeah, he has like a whole thing going on. And even if you're not a Breaking Bad fan, Better Call Saul, it's very different because it's like a comedy. It has drama.
No, but I feel like you're gonna be a little confused by the beginning episodes when it's black and white.
Yeah, because there's parts of it take place after Breaking Bad, and then most of the show, 90% of the show is a prequel to Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad fans for sure are gonna appreciate it a lot more. But it's a funny show. It's got the drama. It's not,
it's
interesting.
It's one of the best written shows.
Yeah.
Right now, it's literally one of the best written ones.
It's really funny.
Or watch Mr. Robot.
Yeah. We mentioned that one the last episode.
But if you want to, like, binge it.
All of Mr. Robot is out. That's on Amazon. I don't think they added the new season yet, but I'm sure by the time you end up catching up and everything, I think you'll be ready to go. That's my favorite show right now. All time, it's up there. Better Call Saul is funny. It's got the drama. It's got the suspense. But I love how funny it is because the character is—he's like that crooked, lawyer. He's funny. Yeah. I love it. That's another one that if you guys are—I think it's at 4 seasons. We're watching season 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's 4 seasons on Netflix. Season 5 is happening right now. You can watch it on AMC. So you can definitely you can catch up and then catch up on the new season and just kill some time, Better Call Saul, though, I did, without any spoilers, of course, I did want to kind of talk about how, like, this season so far, this season, I feel like it's definitely building up to something already. You know what I mean? I feel like we're reaching, I think this show has maybe one more season left in it.
I think that's one more.
I feel it. Because things are starting, everything's starting to kind of connect a little bit. Everything's piecing together.
Yeah, because with, Vince Gilligan?
Yeah, Vince Gilligan.
He doesn't like going overboard. Like, when it's time to end, he'll end it.
Breaking Bad ended in 5 seasons. So this is passing Breaking Bad. So
I don't see him doing 7.
I think it's going to stop at 6. Because, we haven't finished the season yet. Obviously, it's still going on. But I'm feeling already everything is starting to, click in and everything's starting to piece together.
It's piecing already with
it is a prequel, and it's starting to connect the dots with Breaking Bad. Yeah. It's getting
I can't wait for it to finish because I want to binge Better Call Saul. It's gonna be hard though to do it.
Yeah,
but I want to rewatch Better Call Saul and watch Breaking Bad, then watch the movie, then watch
the El Camino. Yeah,
dude,
he's gonna have everything just wrapped up right there.
Everything wrapped right there
because he has Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, and then El Camino is kind of the last touch.
That'd be kind of cool to do that though.
Yeah,
you watch all that.
I think
once.
You can watch Breaking Bad first as well. It just depends, because since Better Call Saul still has those elements.
But it sucks that it's been so long since I've seen like Breaking Bad because that episode where this guy the cops interrogating that guy, that character is in Breaking Bad. So I read his article saying that it kind of makes you feel bad for that character in Breaking Bad, because it kind of connects with those two stories.
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and that's why
I read the guy that's arrested?
Yeah, when the...
Oh, so he probably has a whole other story in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but so you're saying, with this, it kind of makes you feel bad what happens. Like, in Breaking Bad, it kind of
Because you know what's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. We should look that up. We won't spoil it for you guys, but that's something...
Yeah.
If you guys are watching and you're up to date with Better Call Saul, I think you know what we're talking about. Episode, 4 or 5?
I think it was three.
Or maybe... No, I think it was, four, maybe three.
I think 3 or 4.
The interrogation scene. Guy got arrested. Drug dealer.
Yeah, because I read an article. I forgot who
I didn't know he was linked to Breaking Bad. Again, it's been so long.
Yeah, and it said that it makes it, in Breaking Bad, it kind of... that's what he was doing. So he wasn't really, it was a whole thing. Things I'm trying to talk in code, so it's
yeah. We should definitely... I want to look that up on YouTube. Is it on YouTube or something?
I saw it on Twitter.
We should look that up. Maybe after we watch the new episode, just in case we don't...
No, get spoiled. It was about that episode, episode 304.
Well, look at that. That's really interesting. So, and again, that's why the show is so great, because it's a prequel, and there's little things for Breaking Bad fans that we... It's been a while since we've seen it, and we missed that. But that's so cool. It's just connecting all the dots. Yeah, it's
certain characters.
It's awesome. Yeah. So Breaking Bad guys definitely. If that's something you're interested in.
And Gus Fring.
Yeah, it's so good, and it's weird because I remember
he's a good villain. Like he does.
Yeah, like Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. I remember seeing him a certain way in that show, but then when you watch this show, it's great seeing how he becomes that. You know.
Yeah, but it's crazy, though, how he...
Because his character is different.
But it's crazy how he was able to create, a show based off Saul Goodman, because he was in the show, but not really in it.
He was a supporting character. He was just a lawyer in and out. I remember all his scenes were hilarious. Yeah. Like, I loved when he was in, showing up.
Yeah, but I think it's been so long since I've seen Breaking Bad, so I'm kind of...
Now you kind of forget how he was there, and you're just used to him here, which is cool, because then
that's
now...
That's why I want to finish Better Call Saul.
And just start watching Breaking Bad.
But the thing is, I want to, because I haven't really,
we should try doing that today. Like, watching a random episode with him in it.
I haven't rewatched the season 1 to 4 yet of Better Call Saul. I'm saving it.
Yeah.
So that when it's done, then I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Because Breaking Bad has 20 episodes a season.
It's long. And they're 40 minutes.
And they don't, drag. It's not like Walking Dead.
No, I remember I was hooked watching that. I was hooked. We should try to do that today. Look up that thing that you're talking about, and then watch a random episode with Saul in it, like Saul Goodman, and to see, because I know his character is different, because he has, it's a different point in his life,
Yeah.
So I really want to see that.
Yeah, that's already in Breaking Bad, where he's, he has his place.
Yeah.
He's really set up already.
Yeah, so Better Call Saul, guys, it's the season, it's definitely building up. I feel like it's nearing the end. I feel like we got one more season left in this show. So it's exciting. It's exciting. It's been great so far. So that's definitely recommend it. With that, that's Better Call Saul. You want to talk about, I guess let's jump into Modern Warfare. Because I know you have some complaints about Warzone. We've been playing a lot of Warzone. We've been streaming as well, guys. If you didn't know. On Twitch, our Twitch stream is Cruisin' Streams, and lately we've been streaming a lot of Warzone on Modern Warfare, and we also try to stream if we're bored. I mean, if you're playing Phantom Pain, because you've been playing Metal Gear Phantom Pain a lot.
I've been playing all the Metal Gears again.
Yeah, all the Metal Gears again, but the other ones, it's been on PS3, so we can't really show you that
or stream it. You have to get a
capture card, which I have one.
And do you want to try it? We can try.
We can try. I just don't know how we can do it. Well, we'll look it up. We'll see if we can figure it out. But we've been streaming that. I think one night we streamed Friday the 13th, the game. We were messing with a bunch of little kids.
I was like, why are all these little kids playing?
Yeah. So we've just been streaming as well. I think we might stream tonight. Well, by the time you see this, we're probably already streaming. But yeah. Mind bender.
And we watched Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. If you haven't seen that, just go watch it. Go. I think it's on Netflix as well.
No.
It's not anymore?
I don't see it on Netflix.
I think it is.
Is it still?
I think so. I think it is. Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse, I mean, it's the best animated movie you'll watch. I mean, it won an Oscar, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10 movie. It's amazing. If you love Spider-Man, if you just love superhero movies in general, and it's an animated comic book style animated movie, it's literally a perfect movie.
And it's pretty shot well. Like the part we just
It's so cool. That's the thing. It's literally a 10 out of 10.
I think the best part was when he jumps off the building.
Yeah, the danger with the danger song.
Yeah, no, but that shot, I was like, dude, that was cool. That's pretty artsy. That's a cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a 10 out of 10. If you guys haven't seen that for some reason, if you're living under a rock or something, definitely go watch it.
And the Outward, is it Outward or Inward?
Onward.
Oh, Onward.
Onward, the Pixar movie, which we haven't seen yet. Is it out?
April 3rd. I'm not going
to
pay for it.
April 3rd to buy or to rent?
No, you watch it for free on Disney Plus.
Onward already?
Yeah, or you can buy it now or rent it, but I'd rather just wait until...
They're going to put it on Disney Plus right away?
Yeah, but I'd rather just wait for Disney Plus.
Yeah. We have. We can do it. We'll do a review on that one. So, and we'll have that review out for you guys this weekend.
If I was on the AMC, they were giving me like a screening of it a week before the release date, so I could have actually watched it.
Yeah, we would have been ahead of the curve.
But I missed it. I missed it.
Yeah, no, I didn't get to see it either. The last movie I saw, I think, was Way Back.
And you can watch Way Back. You can rent
Way Back. Yeah, Way Back is out. Great movie as well. Ben Affleck.
Ben is back.
So that's what we recommend. That's from what's on our list, what we've seen so far. Did we see anything else? Oh, I mean, I finished Chef Show. I like to cook. So, and Chef Show is with director Jon Favreau. He's done, I mean, Iron Man, Iron Man 2. Jungle Book. To give an idea, Swingers. He's great.
And
he plays Happy.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian as well. He plays Happy.
Play Mandalorian. He did the Mandalorian.
No, I'm saying and he plays Happy in Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
In the MCU, he's Happy. The Iron Man's like bodyguard. That's Jon Favreau. And he has a great show on Netflix. It's a Netflix show. So he cooks, and they get different actors and directors and stuff like that. And they do different recipes with the chef instructor that taught him how to do his movie Chef, which that's another good one. The Chef movie. Amazon.
Make you hungry.
That's such a good movie. Chef. It's just called Chef on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon, it's free. It's streaming. You're going to want to eat so much food after watching that movie. Up there for my top movies.
He makes Cuban food.
He does everything. Yeah, it's like that Cuban food. So definitely recommend that one as well. It's going to make you appreciate cooking so much more.
And he
found that in Chef Show. The Chef Show is based off the movie. So he did the movie, and the chef that taught him how to cook for the movie, they joined forces to do Chef Show. And then the Avengers. Yeah, that's your own Avengers group there. It's great. Both the show and the movie. That's definitely check it out. Too. Yeah, that's a great cast. Robert Downey Jr. is in it. Scarlett Johansson.
Sofia
Vergara. So definitely check out those movies, guys. I did want to jump into about Warzone because last night we almost won. We finished second place again for like the third or fourth time, and something happened where I got shot down by an airstrike last minute. The last guy was left. I jumped down. Airstrike kills me. The guy glitches into a train, and then you're trying to find him. He shot through the train, killed you. We all died. And like the circle kept. I don't know why Warzone has the circle just constantly just still going. Like, you know, like PUBG or something where it just stops. This is your spot. Don't leave the spot. Figure it out. I don't know why it forces you to have to move closer. You know, that's not cool. It should just let the best man win, not whoever it just gets lucky. That's what it feels like, you know?
Yeah.
It is kind of just like letting you be lucky about it.
We lost to a cheater. The guy literally cheated.
Yeah, I don't know if he did it on purpose.
No, the guy was cheating. There was no way for him to get in that train. There was no entrance. So he cheated.
Unless it glitched.
No.
You think he did it on purpose?
That guy knew what he was doing. Because I saw he was running in that train. He knew exactly where it was. Like, the guy was cheating. It was bullshit. Because I killed his two teammates. I killed the two people. And then the fucking game, for some reason, wants to, like, I'm want to shoot the guy. I'm trying to, like, then it goes, like, try to, like, picks you up. Then I couldn't find the guy because the fucking fog is everywhere.
Yeah, because, again, it's the circle stays closing in.
This tight, like, clusterfuck of
yeah,
a spot.
Yeah, it wasn't an open spot or anything.
Like, it was just literally, like, terrible. Like, I couldn't see anything. And then I hate the animation with that gas mask.
And then we finished second place.
Dude,
I remember I was going down. I was ready to kill him.
I've never raged that hard before in a game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't think we played again.
No, but I screamed at my monitor. because the guy was cheating. He literally cheated. Like, he was in a train when there was no entrance. And then he shot me through the train.
I saw it. I was down. Just the fact that the airstrike killed me when we had one person left.
That's another thing, too. Why are you calling an airstrike in that small circle?
When there's... You know what they should do? I don't know. If you're under your own airstrike, does it cause damage on yourself?
No.
I don't like that. Because that's the problem. There should be a consequence to that. Because he called that airstrike, and he was right in front of me. I was on top. He was down there, and I was, like, going down to kill him because I killed his teammate, and I was going for him. He was the last guy. I was, like, I remember I was, like, all excited. I was, like, we're going to win. And then an airstrike just killed me out of nowhere. When he was – it should cause damage on yourself, too, because that is kind of unfair. So, what, if you're in a tight circle and you just call it airstrike where you're at and you get to live, that's kind of stupid. And it did. It screwed us over because then I had him. I had a clear shot on him. And then that's when I got down from the airstrike, and then he disappeared.
He literally disappeared from
the
map.
He disappeared.
Because there was no way he was...
We don't have his name, right? His name, the gamer tag?
There was no way for him to run around, because I was looking at the other side. It was literally just a one long train. He would have to run through the fog, go around the fog. Yeah. He would have been dead. So he literally glitched inside the train to stay there and shot me through the wall. That's crazy. I saw him running inside the train. I saw him. I was gonna shoot him, but I couldn't because you can't shoot through it. You can't shoot through the train.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be there.
He's not supposed to be in the train.
That's why I remember I was down. I was looking around.
Dude, I was,
and I couldn't see him. Even I couldn't see him, and I was down, so I had the advantage.
I couldn't see anything.
And he wasn't there.
I just died.
He just disappeared.
And I just died.
And then he shot you down.
And I died. And
yeah, that was bad. That was a bad.
I mean, I already won in Warzone. Like, I won once, but I raged. Like,
that was a bad loss.
I got so mad that I was like, I don't want to play this game today. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I just went away from it.
That was a bad loss.
I was pissed.
I'll take any loss.
No,
like,
no,
if
okay,
we lost
if,
fairly,
no,
yeah.
Like, okay, if I saw the guy and he just beat me in that battle, okay, fine.
But the fact that he was just
the fact that the guy literally
invisible.
Cheated. He cheated.
It's like the Invisible Man.
Yeah, Invisible Man. I couldn't see him.
So,
I checked. I even checked under the train to see if he was under the train. He wasn't even under the train. He was inside. So I don't know how. And I couldn't see the kill cam. So I couldn't see how he killed me.
Yeah, I wanted to see that too.
I couldn't see it.
How convenient.
Yeah.
How convenient. Airstrike, hiding in the train, and no kill cam.
Because I tried that before and it didn't let me.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there.
Because
I saw him. He disappeared.
Because you can't call a cluster strike or in a zone that's small, but you can call an airstrike.
That's
another
weird.
Cluster strike. It's
yeah,
a laser.
That's what I'm saying, and it should cause damage on yourself because that's not fair. Why should we? You're under here with us too.
No, but I jumped off last night. I was screaming, like, "Jump off!" I cut my parachute down, killed
that's
the
bullshit.
Teammate, killed the other guy. Then, my heart was beating so fast. I was like, "Oh my god, we're gonna win!"
I was so excited because I saw him. And he didn't see me yet, so I was like going up to him. I was like, "I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. We're gonna win!" And then,
yeah, because I already killed the other guy. He was
a random airstrike just came out of nowhere. Other than that, the Warzone is pretty fun. It's enjoyable. I like how they released it for free for people.
Yeah.
And then, because it does keep the game, the popularity
up. The gulag is fucking annoying.
I don't mind it. I think
no,
it's
but
cool.
Like the people. Like, I'm just trying to watch a thing and my camera is just going like this.
Yeah, you're getting punched.
I'm just getting punched.
Everybody runs in and wants to like punch you out.
Oh, yeah, no,
I don't mind it though. I actually like what they're doing with
it.
And
you need to take out pistols. The pistols are bullshit. Yeah, because we're watching videos of the rage moments. Like,
oh my god, yeah! If you guys want to be entertained,
oh, and the game is just so backwards. I get shot with a fucking rocket launcher, I go down instantly. I shoot a guy with the rocket launcher, he just takes like a hit.
I remember we were streaming and it was straight hit marker on the guy, and you like RPG'd his legs off, and he was just like, nope.
And he shot me.
Yeah, if you guys want to be entertained, definitely watch Rage Twitch Rage videos
there's
on
some,
YouTube.
There's some bad
ones. Oh my god, they are. We were watching those for a while. I think we saw like a 30-minute one.
I was crying.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
I hit him!
Yeah, that guy was pissed. Because he broke his controls. Like, I hit him!
Dude, these guys...
Come on. You got this. No! I hit him!
You back in, Greg, yeah?
Yeah.
Because the gulag, is when you get a pistol, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. When you
it's up to the gods at that point.
Yeah,
it's up to the gods.
Dude, because that pistol is...
Those people, with the way they rage, I mean, there was one guy, he just smashed his keyboard.
No, that I would never do.
And one guy, I'm convinced that he had a keyboard just to get smashed. Like, he has one there because he lost, and he just went like... And he got up, went to the back of the room. Like, he knew exactly where to go, and he just saw it.
And
he just started smashing
yeah,
it. And it looked kind of broken already. So I think he just has one. That's like, this is you're
but
my little...
That's the most dangerous when you're just calm. But then like...
He's like...
But he's angry. But he's like...
Yeah,
because
he just stopped.
Something.
He was like... Then he slid back. And then
and
he went to the...
It.
Oh, you see him is like moving off camera. And then he comes back with a keyboard. And he's like...
Yeah!
Yeah. That's scary. That when they're too calm, that's when you gotta be, be careful. Because the other guy, there was one guy crying. He's like, please.
No, that was Apex. He's like, please, go on. No, when he couldn't jump over the wall, when the game was bugged, he was pissed. He was. He kept shooting at the wall. He kept shooting.
These guys get so mad at the game. No,
he was
so
angry that he couldn't go over that wall. That he stayed in front of him, wasted his ammo.
It was personal. He took it personal with the game.
He was pissed that he couldn't. Yeah, there is times where the game doesn't let you climb.
Yeah.
You're a fucking Navy SEAL and you can't climb the wall.
I remember that guy he hated that wall. He was just like...
He was pissed.
He was like, I'm going to jump this damn... And he was there for like 5 straight minutes. I'm going to jump this damn wall. And he couldn't. And the fact that he couldn't and that he lost against the wall...
He was staying there.
It was like if somebody slept with his girlfriend. He was just like,
he was I'm going to fuck up that wall. He was shooting the wall. Like for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Just shooting, wasting ammo. Clips.
He didn't even care about winning anymore. He wanted to destroy that wall. I'm sure if he had an airstrike, he would have called it on that wall. God damn.
And I was watching like funny, I guess, moments of it. You can get a kill with the recon drone. This guy had a recon drone.
He just drove into someone?
No, the recon drone you throw up, you can scout from above.
You just fly it into someone?
And he went into these two people, and he put the thing down towards the blades, and he downed them both, and he killed them.
Interesting. Oh, you start using that then.
And then one guy got he was in the chopper. There was a guy who survived, like, that gulag. Or whatever, and he went up and just hit him with the blades.
He was like,
Jesus.
Well, I do like how you can shoot, like, falling from your parachute. You're like,
the only thing is annoying is the sniping, man, because it's so many buildings.
Yeah. I enjoy it, though. I like the maps.
Sometimes it gets pretty empty, and you're kind of like, okay, what's happening?
Sometimes they're a little too big or something.
And you're just running for a while.
Yeah, but at least I like it. I enjoy it.
The loadout. They increased the price of the loadout
package. I like the things that they added. I like the gulag. I like the loadout crate that you can get. The cash. The whole cash thing.
Yeah. Some people like it. Some people don't like the loadout thing. They feel like it breaks the game.
Yeah, because it's not about finding your weapons and surviving with that anymore. Because if you get a loadout, you're set.
I mean, not really. Because
you still lose. But I guess people like the fact of like...
Yeah, but they made it more expensive. So it's not...
Yeah. I like it so
Even
far.
Even though I never have any luck with that airstrike, I call an airstrike. I'm just never.
Yeah, I like it though. There is things that piss me off, but I enjoy it. You know, I think it's fun.
I sneak up behind a guy with a shotgun, shoot him 3 times, and he shoots you once, and I just die. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense all the time, but we enjoy it.
There's times where the shield just breaks easily, but there's times where the shield just lasts forever.
Yeah, there's times where you're spraying on someone, and they're just like. Taking it, yeah, like Terminator. Yeah. And then there's times that they hit you once and you're just dead. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
What's the end game?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Like, the best thing is a heartbeat sensor. A heartbeat sensor.
Yeah.
Like when you have your loadout with a heartbeat sensor, like you just wait.
Yeah, I like how you can just parachute in it from anywhere on the roof. Just like, just jump off, even though you get sniped midway. I think that happened to me. When was it? No, what happened to us in the helicopter? When we went up and then we blew up right away.
Yeah, we got like missile locked.
Yeah. And then I remember I was like parachuting down. I was like going down and then everybody just destroyed me. It's fun though. I enjoy it. It has some ridiculous moments. But for Battle Royale and stuff, I think it's good. I like that it's free. It's
crossplay.
And crossplay. And there was like a leaked trailer. That came out, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
In Germany. The game just came out today. Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. So they just released that, you know, got to make that extra money, I guess, because they're just never satisfied with...
So it's campaign only.
It's campaign only, yeah.
I don't think it's worth really buying.
It's...
you pay $20 for a game you already beat.
Yeah, I'm actually here. I'm going to put the trailer, so I don't know if you guys can watch it. How much is the game?
$20.
Oh, okay.
It's like $60. Let me see.
I like that.
It was like 3 to 4 hours. I was like, okay. It's
not I like so remasters, much. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, you're just going to
pay. Especially for Modern Warfare 2. I remember loving that campaign.
Yeah, like honestly, they're not going to put online for it.
And they did bring back that what was it? No
Russian.
No Russian mission.
Yeah, but the game is not releasing in Russia, though.
Why? Oh, because of that. I get that. It's literally the Russians, like,
killing their own people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're in Russia on the mission, they're killing their own people, and to blame on the American.
Yeah, that's pretty dark, you know? Let me see. It is cool. I you know... Yeah, graphics are cool, but it's like, is it worth the buy? Does it include those side missions, those special ops thing?
I don't think so. It's like campaign.
It's only just the main campaign, not the special ops?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Those side ops?
I just don't know.
Whoa.
I don't think it's really worth it. If it had the online, then yeah.
But they can, because we just got Warzone and Modern Warfare.
If they add the online, and this, like the new game would die out.
That's the thing. And Modern Warfare, they just released Warzone. Modern Warfare is actually doing really well. So why would I want to buy another game? Modern Warfare 2.
And they're going to...
Oh, yeah, it's only on PS4 for right now. Oh, shit. Oh, that's, what's his name?
What? Ghost? Search up there the guy who plays Price for Modern Warfare. You gotta see him. It's kind of like...
Their marketing is good. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, classic Ghost bundle, of course. Bastards. How much is that?
$2 million.
Ghost, the guy with the skeleton mask. Yeah, which is pretty cool, but it's like...
Yeah, I paid $20
for skin. Exactly, it's like, yeah. Mm.
Have you seen what the Price guy looks like, though?
Yeah, you told me he looks just like...
Like, just search it up. It's actually like... Because you know, sometimes you see like the motion capture, they look like him, but it's also like also game, like character a little bit. But this is just, no, like, it's just Price. Like, it's just,
Captain Price, he's... voice actor right here.
Like, it's really, he's just like...
Oh my god.
You see it?
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Like, it's just him. Like,
yeah, I know.
Price all the time. Like, it's kind of scary.
Price. That's pretty cool. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put the image up. Like,
put on YouTube, there's like a video.
Hey!
There's like a video of him talking about the game on Modern Warfare. Like you should put it. It shows like his I guess trying to get the role.
Well, that does, yeah, that's pretty, like, he's doing the same facial expression and everything. Even though that his eyes in the game are, like, bigger. Look at his eyes there. No, looks like he has to take a shit.
And search it.
Let me see. What am I putting?
Guess, like, Call of Duty, or put the actor's name.
Shit, what was his name? Barry, like, Sloan or something? I think it's like that. I'm taking a random guess. Becoming Captain Price, is it that? It's 8 minutes long.
Yeah, well, you just skip through.
Let me see. Come on. No. 2 more seconds. God damn it. All right. Yeah, literally. Ooh. Let's see. My God. His voice. It's so weird. I wonder how much he gets paid just to play this character.
Captain John Price. You will have full execute authority. More than most.
I feel like he doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah, I know.
He's just like...
But it's just like, I don't know why he has that face of like, I don't know.
Like he messes around or something? Like you can't take him seriously?
Yeah. A guy, it's kind of funny.
Who can work in a wow. Yeah, he looks just like him. Because look at...
Weird,
because he's him in a game.
But I tried to make this Price be someone he would aspire to be.
He's like trying to make it like more than it really is. He's like, I just read the lines.
Yeah, you just read the lines.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, look at that. That's pretty insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, just in
general, my shooting, he probably feels like he is Captain Price.
He feels like he's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. He's like going for it. That's so weird. He's just yelling at a table. Yeah. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't know. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I don't know if I'll get it, like, the remastered.
No.
I don't know. I'm not too...
I can just watch on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, look at the graphics. That's it. I'm fine with the. I still have to beat the campaign for Modern Warfare.
That was actually a good campaign. There's some cool missions in there.
And it's short. Yeah, we've just been playing a lot of online and stuff like that. And now Warzone, which is pretty cool.
I play standard online.
Yeah, I know. I miss just playing regular online, but since I left the Xbox,
idiot.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. What is it? $20? I'm sorry, but is $20? You
Call of Duty. Can you guys like relax with the storage space?
Oh yeah,
it's like 300 gigs.
All these gigs for updates and stuff.
I literally like just for Warzone alone, it's 100 gigs.
That's crazy.
Like Fortnite is like 20 gigs.
Just for Warzone.
Dude, that's bullshit.
That's insane. Bullshit. Just for Warzone. But I mean, whatever. Yeah, I like it though. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Way too much memory, man. It really eats up your memory.
Yeah, it's getting kind of ridiculous.
It's already like, dude, come on.
It's too much.
There's no way a game can take up that much.
Yeah, I know. But I gotta give it to Call of Duty, like Modern Warfare and this Warzone.
Yeah, they announced a new one already.
That's what sucks. It's like, really, man? Like, let this one ride for a little bit. This one's actually working well for you. The game is good. Like, ride this one out for a bit.
Just keep it.
Keep it out for like at least 2 years.
Three.
Yeah, but you know, for them 2 years,
yeah,
you know.
Already, I think like October.
I'm sure they're gonna announce a new one, and it's like, come on, man! I actually enjoy this one. Now you're gonna make another one. It's probably gonna not be as good.
And then
you're just pumping out games every year. It's just I lose interest because I actually like the game, and then
no,
it's like
I don't think I'm buying the next one. I think
no, neither am I because I just started getting attached to this one. I really like it, and then now it's just like, oh, another one. It's like you're just trying to take my money at this point.
Yeah,
and
I'm done.
I am no fool.
I can't buy another Call of Duty when this game is
it's every year. It's like worse than 2K. It's like there's a 2K game every year. It's like come on, man.
But this game is actually good. Like the shooting is great.
Everything's
I like
awesome.
It.
Everything's awesome.
Why make a new one?
Is it so necessary?
Quick? Like, why so quick?
Yeah. I don't...
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. What's
that's fine. I'm okay with that. $20. It's just
no,
a little
no,
side...
I'm talking about the next one. The new one.
Oh.
Yeah, because now it's called Modern Warfare, so it's like a Modern Warfare what?
Yeah, so there's like three separate Modern Warfare. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, this one was like a soft reboot.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I mean, I like it so far. I haven't played the campaign.
But the thing is, the next one is really going to be the same thing. We're like, what are you gonna add?
They don't know what else to do at this point.
Like, what are you gonna add in the next one? Like, I just don't get it.
They don't know what to do, but you know, it is what it is. We'll be streaming tonight, so that's gonna be we're gonna be streaming a lot. So if you definitely want to see us, you know, we're not MLG Pro, but if you want to see us have some fun, we have some friends on. We just play and
die,
yell, mess around. We're on Twitch, Cruising Streams. We're going to actually try out... we're going to try to stream on YouTube. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I'm going to try to do that since I know a lot of you guys already watch us on YouTube or listen to us and you know about our YouTube. So I want to try to make it easier for you guys. I know not everyone here has Twitch. I get that. I didn't have Twitch until we started using Twitch. But I'm going to try to do it on YouTube as well for you guys to make it easier.
You can stream so, playing Resident Evil 2.
I could do that. Yeah, that would be cool. Set up a little webcam.
I play that.
Show myself shitting myself in that game because it does look pretty scary.
I don't know if to get the Resident Evil 3 or get Final Fantasy.
I don't know.
The Final Fantasy game looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but like a few days
apart. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't played neither. And I've never really gotten into neither of them, so I'm just kind of like... But I guess whichever game gives you more bang for your buck, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, because you don't want to pay $60 for a game and you beat it in 2 days and then that's it.
Yeah, supposedly that's what...
Resident Evil is?
The new one. It's very mixed.
You want to go with something that's going to give you the most from your out of
it
your money.
It just sucks that Final Fantasy is not the full game, though.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so shitty. That's such a scummy... I feel like it's kind of scummy.
Yeah. Because you never really know the intentions of these developers
you're
sometimes.
You're just trying to get extra cash from your fans.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I can just buy it on the Switch, like $6, the original, and play it. Even though, it's not going to look as pretty, but
pretty.
I'm getting the story.
Yeah. I don't know. I let them both come out and just really do your research. You do want to get the one that's going to give you the most out of your money.
Some people are beating in 6 hours.
Yeah, that's literally in a day. You could beat that in a day.
A day.
And that's it. $60 gone.
Man. Yeah. And I say that it's not like two where you can want like you want to go back to play it.
Maybe when it's on sale.
Yeah, they have to get a buy-in. So, but yeah. Final Fantasy splits like 50 hours.
Yeah, you see there.
Because I think what they're doing is they're expanding the story, but also
making the most out of it.
It's focusing on that one area, but they're adding to it. They're saying that because some people got the game early, and they asked like it's in Australia or Europe, I forgot where. And they're asking fans to not spoil the game because there's actually new things we added to the game.
Right. You see that? That's cool.
For like fans of like for new people and the old school.
That's cool.
So they actually added more to the game.
That's probably why it's only one. The story's not complete because they want to expand it to.
Yeah, it's each section where they want to expand because.
Yeah, that's cool though. I don't see if that's what their intentions are.
30 years to.
Yeah, that's the problem because then you're gonna forget the story, or this or that. It sounds like Final Fantasy might be more worth the money, just because you are gonna put more time. Yeah, no, it looks great.
Even Resident Evil 3 looks amazing. Yeah,
no, it looks great. So
I just hope I just hope it just doesn't end abrupt, like one of those weird endings where it's like, oh, we had to wait for the next one.
I don't know.
Like, hopefully, it's a nice like.
It's something that only people that played the originals would know.
Yeah, like type of thing. Hardcore. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, but
I never played Final Fantasy.
Yeah, me neither. I never got into it.
I heard 7 is amazing. Though. They say it's one of the best games.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like Final Fantasy might be worth it.
I really like Final Fantasy. Yeah, and like I never had so much fun playing a demo.
Yeah, it did look cool.
I played that demo and I had so much fun playing.
Yeah,
it because it's hard, it's challenging, but it's like fun.
Yeah, it's different. It's just different.
And it's different. You know, cutscenes were.
Yeah. No, it looks amazing. Great. The graphics are ridiculous. The graphics for these games are getting out of.
That's PS4.
Getting out of hand.
So like,
yeah.
Like, people are saying how, like, the whole next generation of consoles. But look at how games look now. And look how shitty the console is.
So imagine. No, the next gen is going to be crazy.
I know, but I already don't get it.
So. I already know.
Play PS5.
Yeah. I'm not too convinced with Xbox yet. Just because they're games.
I'm kind of worried about Halo anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Halo.
Halo 2. They haven't shown anything of the game.
It's been years. It's been 5 years.
It'll be 6, right?
No, 5. Five. Makes 5 this year.
And nothing. We haven't even gotten like a little gameplay.
Nothing.
A little gameplay
story
teaser,
trailer. Like, nothing.
I just got Chief waking up.
It was just a cinematic. Yeah. That was it.
That's it.
But yeah, guys.
They say that the Gears Tactics. It's pretty good.
Gears Tactics, what is it?
It's a strategy game.
The mobile game?
It's not a mobile game. It's like, I think you can play on consoles too.
Oh, okay.
Or is it on mobile too? I don't even know.
I think it is.
But I think
it's a strategy game.
Yeah, where you could. But they say it's actually pretty. Like, has a good story because it actually has cutscenes.
Okay.
It has cut. You know, I don't think it's a mobile game. I think it's like console.
Okay.
And they say it actually has like story to it. It's like how the Locust. It's like about how the Locust before one.
Yeah, how they got there or something. Oh, okay.
And
yeah, because Gears 5, I'm over it.
Yeah. I know they announced a new update today. Just like, Cole. I was like,
cheap
thanks.
Asses, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah, like months later. We're hitting April. This game came out in September.
And
now you gave
me
Cole? Get the fuck out of here. I'm playing Modern Warfare. Leave me alone. I haven't touched
and
Gears
And they added,
anymore.
What, like one map?
Stupid. I'm over it.
Like, Call of Duty is literally pumping out more maps than you.
Yeah, and they've been out a shorter time. Whatever, but yeah, guys. I think that's it because we are gonna stream tonight. By the time you're watching this, so anything else that we wanted to mention or bring up, I think we kind of nailed everything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Warzone, fix your circle.
Yeah,
and
Warzone,
ban all the hackers.
Warzone, make some changes.
Ban all the fucking.
Make some
cheaters.
Changes.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're gonna try to do more. Definitely, like, when Onward comes out or different movies, we're going to try to watch them, and we'll definitely keep talking about them.
Camera.
We'll be doing more episodes soon. We just kind of, like, this last week, it's just been... We're just trying to get used to this quarantine thing. We're not sure what's... There's not much news now. All the news is just about what's not being done because of the quarantine and
the
virus. Yeah,
everything pushed back.
So, everything's just being pushed back. So... Yeah, guys.
Like, Quiet Place was supposed to be out already.
All these movies are supposed to be out by now.
Like,
everything.
Now we're supposed to be getting ready for the new Bond movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what was after the Bond movie? Another movie, I forgot.
Yeah, just different news. Everything is just kind of like on hold right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys.
Like, for Final Fantasy VII, people who ordered the game, they're not getting it until like May or something like that.
Yeah, it's a shit show right now.
You're saying how like for people who want the physical copy is being like you know like delayed, like you have to wait a while.
That's crazy. It's a shit show.
I might have to buy it because I like buying the disc. I like having
The physical game is always the best.
But I think I might have to like just order through the store.
Yeah, that might be your best bet because
supposedly like for the shipping, it's being delayed.
Yeah, everything is.
And the box is actually pretty cool because people who posted boxes of the games, it's actually pretty cool. It's like when you buy those like cool Blu-ray movies, it's like the little thing you slide out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like the Halo 3 box that we have. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like a collectible type of thing. Yeah. I don't know. Everything is not looking good right now. So, thank you guys if you're watching. Thank you so much for watching. Feel free to leave a like, subscribe, comment on anything we've talked about today. If you enjoyed what we talked about, and if you're listening, thank you so much. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes or anything like that, of course, it's always appreciated. Hope you guys really enjoyed this one. We are going to keep coming back. We definitely review Onward, that Pixar movie, once it's out on Disney Plus. And wash your damn hands, guys. Wash your damn hands. Stay clean, stay home, and we'll be back with another episode very soon. Catch us on our streaming, Cruisin' Streams on Twitch, and we're going to be streaming on our YouTube channel as well. So we hope you guys are enjoying those. Thank you, guys, and goodbye.
Till next time.